the glue between Torah and between the personality. Because the main thing is, I think that every institute have to be checked according to the question, not what happens now, but how the girl or the boy will look another 10, 20 years. Rav Meir Simcha Lublin, when he opened the yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, he wrote outside in big, the girls that were in Poland maybe remember it, Lechu banim shimuli yirat Hashem al amdechem. And on the day that the yeshiva started, he asked, why is it written Lechu banim? When you want to teach someone, you say, bow, you don't say go away. Oppositely, you say, come. Here you say, go away, and I'll teach you Yirat Shamayim. He said, every institute have to be checked when they live, with what they live, what stay for life. And I believe that Shana Bet, even if it's half a year, maybe even giving more in terms of staying for life than Shana Aleph. For two reasons. Shana Aleph takes a lot of time to warm up, that really it's not still me, it's not still who I am. And Shana Bet immediately starts. And secondly, I think that Shana Bet there is a lot more learning by yourself. And that what really caused to bite. Maybe I'll go one sentence more and then I'll go to the two questions that you asked me. There was an article in the internet that made me sick. Spoke not about girls, spoke about boys. But really made me sick, and I called the whole yeshiva in Shalavim and I sat with every shiur for 2 hours. Guys that learned in Yeshivot Hesder, not in Shalavim, for 7 years, then went to university. Maybe it's introduction to the first question that you're asking. And they went mamish down all the time. Mainly not because of the professors, not because of the material, but mainly because of the atmosphere. Suddenly they were with girls. Suddenly there was atmosphere that is not Torah atmosphere, and they felt that they don't have anything. And they wrote in the internet that yeshiva is to be blamed because yeshiva didn't prepare them for life. What does it mean? It means that they didn't take things that will happen to them in life and told them what to do in these things. He gave an example there in the internet, Purim. Says Purim in yeshiva is unbelievably. Purim outside yeshiva, we didn't have what to do. We didn't want to go back to yeshiva because already we are older, we don't have friends. We didn't know what to do. In the end, it led us to mixed dancing. And yeshiva had to give us a shiur what to do in Purim outside yeshiva. And I think that this is nonsense. Yeshiva life, yeshiva is not a place that you go to a doctor and he says, or seminar for girls, it's not a place that you go to a doctor and says, you take 2 aspirin, you take 2 antibiotics, and this is how you'll be healthy. Seminar is not a place to tell you what will happen to you in Purim next year, and do A, do B, do C. Because first it's different from a girl to a girl, and secondly, life is so complicated that you can never touch even on 20% of the different cases that will be in life. The main thing that seminar has to give, and here I don't see any difference between girls and boys, is unbelievably love, and I would say more than love, to go deeper. When we are born, we are getting a small neshama into our personality. Chelek Eloka Mimal. When you learn Torah, the Kuzari says that learning Torah and making mitzvot is a medicine. Why does he call it medicine? I would say, if to me someone would ask what is mitzvot, I would say one of the two. Or it's a uniform, it tells me who I am. Or it's a belt in the car that I want, nothing will happen to me, nothing bad will happen to me. Why Torah and mitzvot is called medicine? Because it changes the body. It changes the balance of neshama and guf in a person. So when you are here Shana Bet, you come to be more spiritual. Doesn't matter what you are learning, but what you are learning Torah, something happens to you inside, and you are more prepared for life because your neshama come to be bigger. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every man and every girl that is Jewish, that learning Torah inspires the neshama. And therefore Shana Bet makes you more ready for life, not because you discuss different scenarios that will happen in life, because you are more connected. And because you are more connected, therefore you are more prepared for life. Therefore I think that Shana Bet have a tremendous, tremendous role. I'm going to discuss it in the Aser Lecharav too, but I want specific to tell you. You asked what is the best way to keep what you got in seminar, to keep it for life, right? That was the first question. Everyone had the... I think here there is only Shana Aleph question, right? Anyone have the title? How exactly was the question? That was the question. Rav Huttner, when he speaks about Chanukah, and every year, my family already knows that's the discussion that we're going to discuss in Chanukah. Rav Huttner says there are so many miracles that happened, and we didn't make a chag. Why Chazal decided to make here a chag? Almost, I will add that they knew that there were going to be a lot of Bittul Torah. All the yeshivas are going to be closed. So why they took that responsibility on themselves? Says Rav Huttner, you know why? Because they wanted a week, 8 days, to discuss the mityavnim, to discuss the people that were influenced by Yavan, by Greece. How did it came? How they were influenced? What happened to them? Why they couldn't be like the Hashmonaim? And that was the main reason, says Rav Huttner, that Chanukah was established. Not to discuss the Hashmonaim, not to ask Yavan, to discuss the Mityavnim, the Jews that were affected by Greece, in order that it won't happen to us. What happened? What will cause us not to keep what we do in seminar? Society. If we suddenly go to a different society, society will affect us. The Mityavnim were with society of Yavan, and that affected them. So here will be the, if you come to a different society, you can be affected, because society will affect you. What will be the process? It won't be that suddenly the first Shabbos you'll be with, let's say even if you have a very bad environment, there won't be that suddenly you start to eat chazir, I'm sure. You won't drive on Shabbos. You won't even not daven. Rav Huttner says there is divrei chuva and divrei reshut. Divrei chuva is the mitzvot and the isur, doing kiddush, saying now a bracha. Not eating chazir, that's divrei chuva. And sometimes we judge ourselves according to that. How many mitzvot we do, how many isurim, and if we feel good or bad with that. Divrei reshut is a thing that we do like the whole world. eat, sleep, have fun, smooth with guys, do everything. And the question is, the difference that has to be in the way we should between a girl that learned in seminar or not, or someone that is bat Torah or not, is why do you do it? And I want to make it very clear. I don't mean that now when I drink the water, I have to think, oh, I drink not a wow in order that I'll be strong so I can give a shoe in an hour. No, I don't think that when I drink water. So what does it mean that we have to drink the water differently, except the bracha, than someone that is not religious at drinking water? We drink exactly the same. So what does it mean that I drink it in one way, he drinks it in another way? Not that I think now this water will give me power. The understanding is I drink water because I want to live. I don't want to be dead. Not because it's pikuach nefesh, but this is the way of living. The main question is, why do you live? What is your motto in life? Are you living in order to be Mekadesh Shem Shammai? Two people can do the same job, both are working in a bank. One guy earns the money and sends his guys to tuition for learning, and the other guy is earning money and see bad movies. They do exactly the same thing, but they do it for different purposes. If it's not clear what I'm asking, what I'm saying, please ask. I'm saying that in order not to be affected, let's understand in what way you can be affected. I think that you can be affected in a way that the society that will be with you not will cause you to do Isurim, not even will cause you not to do mitzvot, but will cause you slowly, slowly, that the things that you do exactly like them, you will do for, because of their purpose and not because of your purpose. You will lose your priorities, and chas v'shalom, if it will continue, you will even lose the theme of life. Why we do live? Why Hashem put us in this world? And if that won't happen, then it will lead in the end even to the Divrei Chova. This guy in the internet that said that he's going all the time down, he forgot what his purpose in life is. If you remember it, no matter if you have an answer what to do in Purim or not, having mixed dancing is after the red light. It's the red line, nothing to discuss. And the first thing, he will put the phone to his Rav if he's connected, and he will ask. But he's not connected, and therefore he forgot for what he lives. What I want to suggest, that you don't check yourself after seminar only according to the question if you're doing mitzvot or averot, but you check yourself according to the question if you feel from time to time, not every second, if you feel that you are here in this world in order to serve Hashem and to be Mekadesh Shem Shammai. Okay. A girl is buying a dress. She doesn't have to say to herself, oh, I buy this dress, now I'm making it a Shem Yichud in order that I will be the soldier of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the ambassador of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have to look nice, therefore I'm buying that dress. I'm not saying that it's wrong to say it, but I don't think that every girl has to feel that. Rashi says that we are not allowed to have a stretch because we are soldier of the Shem and we have to look nice. Therefore, even if someone dies, you can't have a stretch because you're a soldier of Hashem. You're an ambassador of Hashem. So it's right if a girl will say, I'm buying a nice dress because I'm ambassador of Hashem, so I have to look nice. But even if she won't say it, If she says, I'm buying unit trust because it makes me happy, and happy is important to live, it's okay, but go to the next step. Why do you want to live? What is your purpose in living? And I want to claim the Miti of Nim never thought in the beginning not to be over halacha. But they started to copy the way of life of the Yevanim. And because the Yevanim were so much into sport, they came to be so much into sport, and it came to be an ideal instead of being a tool. Today, every Wednesday, I'm giving a sicha to the yeshiva, and to the first year Americans, I'm giving it on Thursday after Mincha. I am giving it in English for them. Today I spoke about Sharabim for women. What did I say? I say that if you don't want to be affected, you have to think about one thing. What will happen if the whole world will be only Sharabim for men and Sharabim for women? Firstly, there will be a lot of shiduchim. Rabbi Amin and me will come to be matchmakers. But accept that. Let's say that this is how the Hashem will build the world. He will build the world from the beginning. From Biyat HaOlam, there will be only Sharabim for men and Sharabim for women. Will this thing exist or not? I want to buy now something. Okay? So there will be a smart guy from Sharabim for men, or a smart girl from Sharabim for women. They will invest a car. So a car will exist. Air condition will exist. But the shirt with love, love, love won't exist. If it will be only word of Torah. So whatever you buy, whatever you do, wherever you go, ask yourself one question. In the ideal world, that there will be only Bnei Torah in the world, only Sharabim for men and Sharabim for women, will this thing exist or not exist? The Mithyavim didn't ask that. And they ran to the Itstadion. Yeah, you know, you understand what I mean? My English is not enough good. To the places of the sport. It won't exist if it will be only Bnei Torah. Not because sport is not important. Sport is important that you do yourself. But not that you spend hours and hours and hours looking only on others. And in the spirit that was there, and especially in the Makor that one went with another there, that won't exist. But they didn't ask that question. And they weren't affected in the beginning by driving on Shabbat or eating chazir and so on. They were affected by copying the mentality and the way how people do even fun and how people do life. And they didn't ask the question that I suggest each one of you to ask. And they were affected in the divrei reshut. And because they were affected in the divrei reshut, later on they were affected in the divrei chuva. So my first tip to you, be sure that your divrei reshut are connected to Hashem. Two ways how to live life. Circle and a line. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. Line means the things that are holy and things that are not even holy and maybe even contradict. Circle means it can be very wide. It can include learning in college and include a lot of things. But it means that Hashem is in the middle and is connected to all the places. And there is no contradiction in your life because there are no things more holy and less holy. Okay. We speak about Parashat Shavua, there is a very, very nice Shemish Mor. When the brothers sold Yosef, it's written to the Ishmaelim, it's written that they got 20 kesef, each one of the brothers took two, and immediately they bought shoes. Till then, they didn't need shoes. After they sold Yosef, they need shoes. Why they need shoes? Why they run and buy shoes? Says the Shem Shmuel, Yosef had Torah so much inside him that he could be in Mitzrayim and still be the same man. The Midrash says, "Hu Yosef Shaya Etzel Aviv, Hu Yosef Melech Mitzrayim." So because he had it so much inside him, he bought it so much, he wasn't afraid from the world. And he didn't need the shelter, he didn't need the mechitza between the world and between him. Therefore he didn't need the shoes. And all the brothers were affected by him. In the minute that they sold him, they felt that the world and him are not the same and they need the shelter. Therefore they bought shoes. The shoes that I suggest you to buy is mainly to check your divrei reshut. Are they connected to Hashem? And they don't have to be connected directly. They can be connected indirectly, like I explained. I buy that because I need to live and I'm living for Hashem. That's number one. And number two, check if this divrei reshut will be if we would live in the ideal world. Because if we would live in the ideal world, if it won't exist, if we don't live in the ideal world, it really means that it came from a different culture. If you think that this thing won't exist, if the whole world will be only Torah, it means that it comes from, not from Torah, it comes from a different culture, then you can be affected. Question that you want to ask me before we go to the question of the books. Another thing that I suggest you very much, another tip that I want to give, try as much as you can. And today when we have the internet and all the different ways how to help, this group will continue to be a group even when you finish. Do from time to time a chat in the internet, meet, speak. One should be mechazik the other, even by phone, even by other things. It's very, very important. Because you have the same ideas, you have the same willings that you want to be close to Hashem, and it's very, very important that there will be harbe chizuk from one girl to another. Questions about what I spoke? ברוך אתה אדוני מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. No girls, don't be shy. What do we have to take it to practical? If there are more questions, I'd be happy.
Yeah. What happens if you check the Divrei Reshut and you realize that?
What happened if?
If you check, it says that we should check the Divrei Reshut and make sure they're all connected to
each other. I didn't understand, sorry.
What if you check the Divrei Reshut that you said we should check and make sure that the Divrei Reshut are all connected to Hashem in our lives? But then it's not, we realize that it's not connected to Hashem.
So I think that you have to ask yourself, what can be the replacement that can be connected to Hashem? And what caused you that you do it, even if it's not connected to Hashem? You have to go deeper to understand yourself and to find a replacement. If you need music and you're listening to a music that you feel that will take you out from Hashem, but you need music. So don't say, okay, I want to listen to music. Find a replacement that won't take you away. Okay? I will say one more word about that. I think that, okay, I think that our topic tonight is how to check myself. And we say, don't check yourself only according to halacha. Check yourself with the question, what is how your divrei reshut and how you feel that you really have that message of the theme of your life, and if that thing will be in the word. I will add one more thing that I think is important. Okay? One of the questions that maybe we'll see in the quantity of the time, we'll speak when we meet the Selech HaRav with the girls, is, can I listen to music that is not religious? Okay? General music. And we don't speak now in halacha. It wasn't in church, there was no problem of halacha. I think that the answer is, think what it does to you. It brings you closer to Hashem or it takes you far away. And two girls, one can listen to that music and one can't. I remember when I was in yeshiva and I started to build myself, I read an article of Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he wrote that it's very important to learn English literature in university, because when he learned about Milton, it caused him all the time to be close to Hashem. So for him to learn Milton was very important. Other people will learn Milton and it would make them even far from Hashem. So I think that on the things that halacha doesn't speak, you simply have to feel yourself. What does it does to you? What is the associatia? I'm not using the right word in English. It's the same thing in the word. Yeah. What it caused me to think. It's not the thing itself, but what does it cause me? What happens to my pnimiyut, and what does it cause me to think? So, Rabbi Lichtenstein, when he read Milton, it caused him to think about Hashem. Other people who read it, it will cause them to think different things, and maybe wrong things. So, don't copy what another girl is doing. Don't copy what society is doing. Be truly with yourself and check what this thing is doing to you. I think that there is a lot of mistake when we speak about dating and about meetings and so on. I think a lot of, I can speak about even boys. Come to me a lot of boys to discuss with me dating and girls. And sometimes I feel that they don't ask the real question. Because I think that the real question that have to be asked in dating, when two neshamot are meeting, every neshama is throwing a light on part of the other neshama. Part of your personality when you will date suddenly will be very awake and part will be down. Okay? And the main question that have to be asked is firstly to describe to yourself what parts really come to be alive and what part aren't. And to ask yourself, and this is how you want to live your life. Because what will happen in the dating will happen in life. Okay? I meet you now, so I cause you that part of your neshama will be very up and other one won't be. I'm not so good in jokes. So the part of joking is less. And other parts maybe are up. Someone else will come here, will give every minute a joke, and it maybe can be excellent. And that part will be very strong and the other part will be less. And it's not necessarily good or bad. It's different part in my neshama that I'm being lighted. And I have to check what is lighted and what is not lighted. And to know that this was going to be in life. It's like you have a kadur with a light. And the light caused that part of that kadu will be in or, and part of that kadu will be in choshech. And the kadu is mistovev all the time, but suddenly the light catches. So part will be in or, part will be in choshech. That will stay all your life. Because he reflects that way. This is what he takes from you out. Meeting with two people caused that this one will be taken out. And I think that the reason why people don't ask that question enough, because we too much think about details and things like that, and we don't think enough about deepness. The same thing about the question of music or other things of the way we shoot. There is certainly halakha, and in halakha it doesn't matter if you're in that level or not in that level, you have to keep halakha. But on things of not halakha, think deep. Think, what does it do to me? It does good or it does bad? It does good, I should have it. It does bad, I shouldn't have it. And good and bad will depend on what does it do to me in terms of my relationship with Hashem. Okay? I have cases that I'm treating that even the boys, after marriage, they see wrong things in the internet. That want my help. Baruch Hashem, not from Shalavim. But I have boys, and they don't understand that they are killing the marriage. Because what does it do inside? It takes me away from my wife. Now we have to understand that Torah is marriage. And all what we think about men and women is exactly the same thing like we think about us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, us and Torah. Today three boys came to me and their family is going the whole week vacation to Hanukkah, and they don't want to be in yeshiva the whole week for Hanukkah. They want to leave. They told me Chag Sameach. They want to come back after Hanukkah because their family is going for a trip in Israel, and even the grandparents came, and so on. Do I allow them? I said, if for a week you will take vacation from your wife, only because your parents are going on a trip, would you think that you will take a vacation from your wife or not? If the answer is yes, then you can take it. If the answer is no, you will go with your wife, or you won't go because your wife doesn't want you to go, the Torah doesn't want you to go, stay. But compare it to marriage. I'm saying the same thing to the boys when they have a headache and they don't know if to go to Beit Midrash or not. I tell them, compare it to work. You have a store now. Will you open your store when you have that headache or not? Okay. There is a very, very interesting question in the Rashba. The Rashba was asked, someone ran to the Rashba and said, my friend is going to go into Christianity, it's Shabbos now, and I know that if I will take a car, I will convince him not to be toveled to the Natsrut. Can I be Michal Shabbos? And the Rashba was supposed to say yes, because it's pikuach nefesh. Because to be dead spirituality is like to be dead physically. And I feel that sentence of the Rashba, sometimes we don't feel. And we don't make that comparison. Learning Torah is spiritual food. So the same time you give to your regular food, give to Torah. We have always to compare, it will be easier for us. So our relationship with Hashem is marriage. And let's compare it to marriage. We have to start already, right? So only I want to suggest one book that I think is very important to learn. That's why I'm going to the second question. I don't know if it was translated to English, but I think it's a very basic. And this is Alei Shuro for Volbe. Both volume number one, and especially now volume number two. Volume number two is even more important than volume number one. This is a very, very important book. Even if you read it in Hebrew, it's not hard Hebrew. What I always suggest to do, after you finish one chapter, And this is a direction not only for this, but for everything. After you finish one chapter, you close the book, and you write to yourself, what did I get from that chapter for life? Not the summary of the chapter. Take one rayon, I don't need more. One idea that you want to take from this to life. So I want to suggest Aleishu and Mikhtav Meliyah. These are two books that I think are very, very important. And do it that way. Write down, and from there we'll go. I always say it, please write my phone, 054-817-2077. I apologize that I don't meet you more often. I must say that when I come here, I regret it, because I see how much you are serious and how much you want and how much you really so special. So I say to myself, I have to come more. So I will come more, Bezrat Hashem. Please phone me. Any questions that you have in life from now to whenever you want, feel free. For you, I always have time. I can give you my email too, but I'm not answering in email because I have to speak with the person to understand him deeper. But you can write to me in the email that you want to speak with me, so I'll call you. My email is yammermichael yammermichael@gmail.com. Chanukah Sameach.
Chanukah Sameach. We want to thank Rav Yammer for taking out time to learn with us and to share words of inspiration. Ladies, Rav Yammer is among, if not the most busy person that I know. And today is even more busier than usual for him. And yet he found time for us, and it's really very much appreciated.
Tadawa.
Thank you so much.